This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday, there is, quote, a great deal of pain and suffering, end quote, behind the statistics of the coronavirus pandemic. This as the world heads toward 20 million confirmed cases and 750,000 deaths this week. The WHO chief said, while this is, quote, a difficult moment for the world, end quote, there are some signs of hope in any country and that it's never too late to turn around the outbreak. The United States accounts for more than a quarter total infections. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. The United States has the most COVID-19 deaths at nearly 163,000, followed by Brazil with more than 101,000, Mexico with upwards of 52,000, and the UK with more than 46,000. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House would talk to Democrats about a stimulus bill, saying, quote, if it's not a waste of time, we'll do it, end quote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said they were open to starting COVID-19 aid talks after weeks of failed negotiations prompted President Donald Trump to take executive actions that Democrats argue would do little to ease Americans' financial distress. Discussions over a fifth bill to address the impact of the coronavirus pandemic fell apart Friday, 1 week after the expiration of a critical boost in unemployment assistance and eviction protections. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen on Monday it was a true honor to be in Taipei to convey a strong message of support from U.S. President Donald Trump. Azar met Tsai in the presidential office. Said his trip there was to highlight Taiwan's success on health, particularly its efforts to combat the new coronavirus pandemic.